This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Izzedine Salim, the head of the U.S.-backed Iraqi Governing Council, was assassinated today in a suicide car bombing in Baghdad. Salim became the second member of the Governing Council murdered in Iraq. Six others were killed and several wounded in the attack today. The bombing comes just 6 weeks before the U.S. is scheduled to hand over some political control to Iraqis. NPR's Eric Westervelt is in Baghdad.
Izzedine Salim, a moderate leader of the Shiite Dawah Party, was in a convoy this morning on a residential street heading into a checkpoint to enter the coalition headquarters known as the Green Zone. Witness Mohammed Laith says he was walking home when his street erupted in chaos.
As the last two cars in the convoy passed a Volkswagen Passat, which was parked to the side of the road, that Passat exploded and the two cars were completely destroyed.
Smoldering burnt cars littered the street at the blast site. Some vehicles had been reduced to mangled frames. The bomb left a giant crater in the road some 8 feet wide and 3 feet deep. Hesham lives a few houses away from the blast site.
The glass in the windows broke into pieces. I was worried about my son. He was inside the house. Thank God he's fine. But our neighbors, unfortunately, were injured because of the flying glass.
A top deputy of Salim's and several of his relatives, who worked as bodyguards, were among the seven dead. Seven others were wounded, including two American soldiers. First Lieutenant Ahmed, an Iraqi police officer who arrived at the scene soon after the explosion, said there's no doubt that the suicide bomber had targeted Council President Salim.
It was well planned.
It went off just as Mr. Salim's car passed by. That means whoever did this had good intelligence that Salim was in that car.
A previously unknown group claimed responsibility, but a U.S. military official said the attack bore the hallmarks of Abu Musab al-Zarqawi, a terrorist suspected in numerous bombings and the recent beheading of an American citizen. Salim was a writer, newspaper editor, and political activist from the southern city of Basra. Paul Bremer, Iraq's U.S. administrator, called Salim's assassination a vile act and a tragic loss. Inside the Green Zone, Governing Council members stood solemnly behind Sunni tribal leader Razi al-Yawar, the man next in line for the council's rotating presidency. Sheikh Yawar vowed that council members would press on with efforts to achieve Salim's vision of a stable, unified, and democratic Iraq.
God willing, the forces of crime will be defeated. In spite of all the damage they cause to our people and their leaders, history will remember those criminals forever as they are covered with disgrace and shame for the crimes they have committed. That increased the suffering of our people and prolonged the period of occupation.
Today's bombing again highlights the security challenges remaining just 6 weeks from a U.S. handover of some political power to Iraqis. After the bombing, Councilmember Ahmed Chalabi, a former favorite of the White House, charged that Baathists and terrorists are regrouping in Fallujah, where U.S. Marines recently brokered an end to fighting by allowing a former intelligence officer under Saddam to lead a new security force there. Chalabi said terrorists in Fallujah are now exporting car bombers to Baghdad.
In Fallujah, the garage is open and the car bombs are coming repeatedly. We are all now threatened, and I believe that drastic action must be taken by Iraqis to deal with the issue of security.
That drastic action, Chalabi later said, should include the use of Governing Council members' armed militia in security operations, something the U.S. has long opposed. A U.S. spokesman said they'd welcome intelligence tips from Chalabi if he had any. Meantime, Brigadier General Mark Kimmett late today said soldiers in a convoy recently found an exploded roadside bomb made from an artillery shell later confirmed to contain a deadly nerve agent.
The Iraqi survey group confirmed today that a 155-millimeter artillery round containing sarin nerve agent had been found. The former regime had declared all such rounds destroyed before the 1991 Gulf War.
It's unclear whether the insurgents even knew they had a chemical round in their hands. And Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld said more analysis needs to be done, that the initial field test for sarin may not be accurate. Eric Westervelt, NPR News, Baghdad.